We're going to break down Thursday's Sweet 16 games. We're going to preview opening day for Major League Baseball. And of course, we're going to react to some craziness around sports. This is the Thursday almost live edition of Crane and Company.
You know, L.A. has the largest and most diverse collection of Ice Age fossils in the world.
Did you just want to throw? You just wanted to throw that in there.
I'm glad I can do that. Cool things
we're,
too.
We're all now better having known that. But David, what's the first game on the docket?
Let's start with the games we're going to be at. Why not? Yeah. Alabama 4 seed against North Carolina, the number 1 seed, and this is in the West region.
Yeah, look, this is a game, and it's easy to sit here and point out and say, you know, Nick Pringle's going to have to play the game of his life to be able to compete with what Baycott's going to do. You obviously have Grant Nelson, who's kind of a tweener. I mean, I think the style of play behooves Alabama. North Carolina wants to run. I do think the difference in this North Carolina team this year, though, not that they're not powerful offensively. I mean, getting Cormac Ryan over from Notre Dame helped. We know who RJ is. We know who Armando is. And they seem to be coming along as a team. But defensively, I think this North Carolina team is a little bit better than the ones we've seen in the past. Mark Sears, I mean, going up against RJ is one of the best March guard matchups you're going to find. I do think it is high scoring. I love the over in this game. I'm just, the difference is in the front court. And Alabama struggled down the stretch with teams that play physical, even though, you know, they did get past Grand Canyon, who's pretty scrappy. But this ain't Grand Canyon. Give me North Carolina.
Well, like we were talking about this week, it doesn't matter who you beat and it doesn't matter how you beat them. If you're in the Sweet 16, you're in the Sweet 16, even though we've seen Alabama give up 100 points a lot this year. A lot of that is the style of play that they have on offense. You know, like Jake was talking about, Mark Sears, the second highest scoring player in the SEC throughout the season, 21.5 points per game, Blaine, going up against RJ Davis, 21.3 points per game.
Yeah.
What are you more excited about? That guard matchup, or to see if Armando Baycott breaks the floor again like he did last time we were at the
Look, I love watching bigs getting into action, man, and Armando Baycott's one of the funnest to do. This is going to be such a great matchup to watch. Right now, top 10 defense if you're North Carolina, top 10 offense if you're Alabama. The magic number if you're Alabama is 80 points. If you can get to 80 points, North Carolina losses this season, 5 out of 6 teams have scored 80 points against them. So Bama,
really?
That's your magic number. Flip it on the other side. Bama struggles with top 10 defenses. Really good defense. 4 of his 5 losses has been from top 10 defenses. So right now, if you're Alabama, you want to run, but I don't know if you want to run too much. I really don't. You want to get Baycott moving. You have to. Sears has to be your guy. He has to show up in the biggest moments, which he had throughout his career. So if Bama can put points, they have to shoot the 3 well. We know that. But if they can get to that magic number 80, if it is high scoring, I would lean Bama.
What do you think about that?
Well, Bama can win this game. That's I'm not doubting whether Bama can win this game. The question is who can win this game in the most ways. I think that North Carolina has a couple more paths to win this game than Alabama does. But if Mark Sears is shooting the ball well and they're not turning the ball over, I think they're going to play how they play. I think the way Nate Oates sees it, and he's smart to do it, is we're going to play the way that we play. If you play a similar style to us, that's fine. We're just going to be better than you at it. They want to shoot threes and they want to get shots at the rim. The mid-range is kind of a no-no for them. What's, you know, what do they say about the mid-range? If you're going to shoot it, it sure as hell better go in. But it's going to take the whole band for Bama. Mm-hmm. Grant Nelson's going to have to be able to stretch and shoot the three the way he did a little bit. You know, we saw, in the SEC tournament, him keeping him in the game. We've seen him be able to go shoot that corner three, especially Sam Walters is going to have to shoot well. Reitzel's going to have to shoot well. Ryland Griffin's going to have to shoot well. And Estrada is going to have to start being more of a threat from the three. Bama beats you in waves from the perimeter. It can't just be Mark Sears has to shoot 55% from three, and we got to hope to God he draws 15 fouls. You've got to have all, and I know Reitzel's been beat up. He's been hit in the head. He's been in. He's been out. But Alabama's good enough to win this game. I just think North Carolina has more paths to be able to.
Yeah, if you're Alabama, you got to start hot. If you come out and like the way you did against Grand Canyon, North Carolina will mop you off the floor. Right now, RJ Davis is 4 straight games with 20-plus points.
He's cooking.
That's his longest since earlier in the season. We had a streak of 8 with 20-plus points. If RJ's cooking and Baycott's cooking at the same time, it's going to be really tough for Alabama because Baycott's averaging 13 rebounds a game.
Line right now is Alabama plus 4.5. That seems about right. The over-under is 173.5. Alabama's team total points, 84.5 right now. For North Carolina, it's 89.5. So Vegas thinks Alabama needs to get a little bit north of that 80 number, at least for—
I'm going to take the over. I think it's the best bet on the board.
But I like the under in that game.
Yeah, you hit on Alabama under this past weekend,
in Grand Canyon,
Congrats. That's probably the only time it hit this season.
Yeah, I know.
So, all right, let's stay in the West region. We're going to be in L.A. for this game as well. This is Clemson, 6th seed, the second lowest seed to make the Sweet 16 after North Carolina State, up against the 2 seed Arizona. We had talked all season. Arizona is either the type of team get knocked out in the first round or go on a Final Four run.
Well, I think a lot of it obviously depends on how Caleb Love's playing. Not to say that, you know, Ballo's not important. He's obviously very important to what Arizona does. Larson's, I mean, they basically have a NATO meeting every time they're on the court. I just still have a hard time trusting Arizona to be able to survive the game where they don't play well, when Caleb Love is taking a lot of bad shots. We saw it down the stretch against USC and Oregon and really throughout the year, where Arizona's kind of fluctuated. And all it takes, you know, Tennessee had their bad game offensively. They were able to win against Texas, didn't shoot well. You can say the same thing for Bama against Grand Canyon. Hell, I could flip it on its head and say the same thing about Houston. Houston's not going to give up 95 points to probably anybody else in the tournament, probably not even close. And they're not going to score 100 points. So I think there were some anomalies. Can Arizona survive the anomaly? And the way Clemson is playing right now, we talk about balance. This Clemson team, you know, had a come-to-Jesus meeting with Brad Brunell after the ACC tournament and really them kind of fluttering a little bit down the stretch when they got guys like Shefflin and P.J. Hall and Gerard, who came over from Syracuse, and Chase Hunter started to look like himself, being able to go get a bucket. I just feel like this Clemson team is playing with a ton of confidence right now. They led wire to wire against Baylor, and when Baylor made it tight at the end, they were able to make enough plays to move on. I think they're playing with a chip on their shoulder, and they're not a one-trick pony. And I think they're a team that can come back if Arizona does come out in the first half and puts a nice run together. A lot of it is going to be foul trouble. Can Clemson, you know, P.J. Hall fouled out of the last game against Baylor. I know it was late. It was kind of a stupid foul. But if they get in foul trouble down low, Umar Ballo is the guy that can take over the game. I don't know if anybody dunks more angrily than Umar Ballo. They do a good job of drawing fouls. But, you know, this Arizona team is a little bit vulnerable to me. And right now, I know you're going to talk about the line at the end of it. I like Clemson to cover. I know they're an underdog, but whatever it is, I'm leaning toward Clemson.
I wonder if that's still at 7.5.
I love Clemson plus 7.5.
New Mexico was one of my favorite double-digit seeds entering the tournament.
I
saw New Mexico play several times this year. Clemson gets past them. Then, not only that, they get past the 3 seed in Baylor, who were only 3 seasons removed from winning a national championship. So they've proven that Clemson has proven they cannot look past a double-digit seed, but then also go beat the best of the best teams. Now they're sitting here plus 7.5 right now against the 2 seed in Arizona.
Yeah, I love Clemson plus 7.5 in this game, and I don't think you'd be crazy to take it money line. Yeah. First thing for Clemson, you brought it up, P.J. Hall's got to stay out of foul trouble. I mean, you had 4 fouls in 19 minutes against the New Mexico game, and you fouled out against Baylor in the 20th minute. And right now, Arizona, I believe, ranks 3rd. And free throw percentage in making. So that's going to be huge. You have to slow the game down if you're Clemson. You can't let Arizona run. Arizona's just up there with Alabama when it comes to running. 17 points on fast break. That's 3rd in the nation. Clemson, slow it down, and you can't foul. Flip it to the other side. Arizona has to be themselves. They're averaging 89 points a game, 3rd best offense in the country, 3rd or 2nd best fast break in the country. They have 4 guys who are averaging double-digit scoring. It's not just Caleb Love. So if Caleb Love's not on, they have other guys they can go to. Clemson needs to control the tempo of this game, and P.J. Hall can't do anything stupid. Because if he does, they will get run out of the gym. He has to be in there to be that anchor.
Well, a lot of it is you got to feel, and they've got a bunch of guys that can score, but we know who's taking the shot when it matters, and it's Caleb Love. Yeah. And if you're Clemson, I don't think it's a bad strategy is, you know, let test the waters with Caleb Love a little bit early. If he's missing, don't double him. Don't freak out. Let him shoot Arizona out of a game. He'll do it. I watched him do it, and this is his last, you know, I think, you know, with the rules now, you can play 30 years in college, but this is his quote-unquote last NCAA tournament. When he is not shooting well, he will shoot them out of a game, and in a single elimination tournament, Clemson's biggest strength may be Caleb Love shooting them. Could be their biggest weakness. Caleb Love could score 40 points. I'm not saying that. I'm saying either way. When he's cooking, he's Bobby Flay. When he's not, it's one of those shows where they like the kindergartners cook. Just messy.
Clemson, you talked about a money line plus 250 right now, over under 152.
Give me Clemson plus 7.5.
152 is the over under?
Yes.
Give me the over.
All right, let's go up to the East region. We've been talking about the East region since Selection Sunday, right? Unfortunately, Auburn's not going to be playing against UConn in the Sweet 16 like I had them. It's unfortunate, but UConn will be playing San Diego State, a rematch of last year's championship.
Murder. Murder. And I like Ladee. I like Trammell. I like Brian Dutcher, their coach. Like San Diego State, it was a great story last year. This UConn team, you know, not saying that I don't think UConn has to play really well to win this game. They just have so much. I mean, they have everything. It's an embarrassment of riches. Even their young guys at guard are playing like vets. They're physical. They're going to run their stuff. Defensively, they're going to get after you. They do not take a playoff. They do not take a set off. They do not take a series off or a game off. This UConn team is inevitable. And I think, you know, San Diego State's going to have to catch pretty much every break possible to be able to win this game. And they're going to have to really slow UConn down. But even if you slow UConn down, I mean, with Klingon and again, the embarrassment of riches they have all over the court, and guys know their role. They understand how to play within themselves. Nobody tries to do too much, but they know when to put their foot on your throat. This is a team that's averaged winning NCAA tournament games in the past 2 years combined by 22 points. They're not just beating you. They're beating you to death. Mm. Like, this is what they're doing. And San Diego State, again, I don't think you're special. You're just next. And it's just that's where UConn is right now. They're the best team in the tournament.
Vegas is spotting San Diego State 11 points right now.
Yeah, and I would take UConn.
I would too.
In that spread. Look, and I watched UConn play all year. I watched them play Northwestern. I watched Northwestern not miss a shot in the second half of that game. Northwestern lost by 16. This UConn team is every bit a national championship team. From guard to center to bench to coach to fans, they know how to get it done. And if you're San Diego State, what are you known for? Right? You play defense.
Yeah.
Right? You're giving up 67 points a game. Let me tell you this right
now.
Good
luck.
Right now, you're going to give up more than that against UConn. Your offense has to show up in this game. And a lot of it's going to have to do, in my opinion, about refereeing the way this game's called. Because if San Diego State can get physical with them, that's the only shot.
Well, remember, they don't have Mensa, the big guy they had last year. People forget about that with San Diego State. Ladee wasn't even their main guy, but he was a nice side dish to the entree. Well, he's the entree now, and he's not exactly a big, as we like to say. Klingon's just an alien down there. I mean, you he's from planet Zorbula 4. Like, this guy's just different.
And it's one of those things, like, if you get a guy in foul trouble,
you're cooked.
Not even San Diego State. If you get a guy in UConn in foul trouble, they're big. He's got another one they can bring off the
bench. Yeah, it's just depth.
Another one
here, bring in Trevin.
Yep, it's just they have every box checked when it comes to the
second game in the East region is number 2 seed Iowa State up against number 3 seed Illinois. Keep in mind, Illinois got past Morehead State and then got past Duquesne in the second round to get there.
We always talk about the importance of how the game is officiated. This, to me, this game, not that it's not important for the other ones, this game will be dictated more by the way it is officiated and it'll have more of an effect on the outcome than any of the other games. Why? Well, you have the number 1 offense in the country in Illinois, and Terrence Shannon and Domas and Coleman Hawkins and Danger's going nuts down low too, big number 42. It's got really sweet feet. I just want to see him pass that one time because I know he can play left tackle for a long time. Then you look at Iowa State, the number 1 defensive team in the country, right? Lipsy's a nice offensive piece, but it's not a sexy production, right? And they don't want it to be a sexy production offensively. They get in the gaps. They get physical. They get grimy. They want it to be low scoring, right? You'll have runs where Iowa State shoots well. You have runs where they get in ruts, and Lipsy's normally the one that helps get him out of it, and he runs the show. But if they're calling ticky-tack fouls in this game, Illinois is in really, really good shape. I don't know how you stop Terrence Shannon from driving.
Yeah.
I don't know.
NBA player.
He's the hardest guy to stop driving in the game, not just because of his ability to finish and his burst, but he's got a very good instinct and nuanced ability to draw fouls while still, you know, making the and ones and hitting those incredible shots and then still being able to hit the three. But if we're going to look at the way the game's officiated and the pace, so what's the spread on this one? Do you have it pulled up right there?
1.5.
1.5 for what, Iowa State?
I believe so.
No, yeah, -1.5 Iowa State.
-1. I love Illinois in this game. I'm not going to touch the total because I don't know how it's going to be officiated.
+102 Illinois on the money line.
Yeah, I like Illinois in this game because I think at the end of the day, Iowa State is going to have to score more than what they're used to scoring. Right? I don't think Illinois is going to go through these stretches where, hey, man, how is there 10 minutes to go in the first half and the score is 8-7 like we see in some of these Iowa State games. So give me Illinois But how the game is officiated, fellas, we always talk about styles making fights. Well, officiating's going
to
make this fun.
Terrence Shannon is so much fun to watch on the court. He reminds me of Jaden Ivey for Purdue a couple years ago. Honestly, he could probably start at safety for Illinois.
Without a doubt. Yeah.
And probably go to the NFL. So, Blaine, right now, +1.5 for Illinois, +102 on the money line. Over under 146.5. I think Jake makes a good point. You don't know how the game's going to be officiated. Mm-hmm. Usually when the best offense goes up against the best defense in any sport, I lean defense. But again, you officiate it one way and not the other. Who knows?
Yeah, and I think basketball, it shows more than ever when it comes to officiating. The more I look at this game, the more I like Illinois. I got to watch Iowa State versus Washington State. Washington State gave Iowa State problems in that first half. I think it ended 27-27. I think Iowa State.
Well, it's hard to speed Washington State.
Yeah, Iowa State had a 40-point second half. They came out and win. But to me, I'm looking at Iowa State's bench. Iowa State's bench has to show up. One guy I kind of looked at was Curtis Jones, came off the bench for Iowa State and scored 15 points. Mm-hmm. You need guys like that to show up in big moments. I think Illinois, I think this is the first time to get this far since 2005, which is surprising on the Illinois basketball team. But they got guys. Terrence Shannon. He's an NBA player. So I would say you're going to have to score. You have to control tempo on defense. You're going to have to be physical but not foul because these guys can get to the line. I think the last two games, just from a shooting perspective, they shot 54% and 57%. Mm-hmm. So they're putting in the basket. Illinois knows how to do that, but it's one of those things you have to slow them down.
I don't want to overweigh the Big 12 tournament, right? In March Madness, you can be guilty of recency bias and it can get you in a lot of trouble. But I just have that game against Houston in the Big 12 title game seared in my brain where Houston scored 41 points.
Yeah, and I understand that. I do think when you look at conference tournaments, you've played each other so many times and you know each other so well and everybody knows everybody in the league that once you get to that point in the tournament, this is the third time you've played somebody. I think that makes it a lot easier to prepare, right? But I think it can give you some kind of weird games and some weird outcomes. I think Iowa State played in a conference, obviously in the Big 12, where they're explosive guys. It's basically the Middle East is so explosive, to be honest with you. But when you look at, I don't know if they've faced Terrence Shannon. Like I think that's something you just learn as you're going through it. And Damaz too with his back to the basket. I mean, as far as guard play, being able to get that mid-range shot off, even if they get stuck, they always seem to be able to find a shot. But yeah, I mean, again, you know, I guess you always look where you look in football at the run game. You know, who's going to be able to control the paint? Whoever controls the paint is going to control the game.
Terrence Shannon, it's one of those things like you can only get adjusted to that type of speed, that type of toughness by playing against.
Yeah, him, right? You learn as you go.
You learn as you go. That's the only way. You can't teach that, right? You can't prepare a guy for how fast somebody is. So I think I'm leaning Illinois in this game. Mm.
Can't wait.
Well, regardless of where you're leaning, if you're betting on sports, you need to be using betonline.ag. Is it overs? Is it unders? Right? Is there prop bets? Even though the NCAA is trying to ban them right now, we don't agree.
Fight back. Hashtag fight back.
Yeah, hashtag fight back. And then also go to hashtag betonline.ag to place your bets today, whether it's MLB, NHL. We got tons of stuff coming up right around the corner and that's going on right now. The women's tournament as well, college baseball. All that, use promo code Booster at betonline.ag and you get a 50% instant deposit bonus of up to $1,000. That's betonline.ag. Use promo code Booster, BOOSTER. That's what we use. That's what you need to use. That's what America uses. Bet online. The options are endless and so is the fun. All right, David.
All right, Major League Baseball opening day. What if we just start in the AL East with Blaine's division over there? New York Yankees.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, and then I can tell you why the Orioles.
Yeah, I can't wait to be mediocre again.
Soto, he's not. That's not.
Yeah, look, getting Juan Soto is obviously a great piece. Garrett Cole's already hurt.
Shocker.
Surprise.
Get
surprise.
Dylan Cease.
John Carlos Stanton couldn't hit water if he fell off a boat last year, but he's in new shape. I do like, they got depth at the pitching position. We'll see how the new shortstop plays. But I'm not expecting anything of the Yankees. I don't think they've done enough.
The Orioles, one of three teams to win 100 games last year, I believe.
Dogs.
Yes, and also they are just a factory that pumps out, just baseball prodigies. I mean, look at Gunnar Henderson right now. Look at Jackson Holliday. Some of the young talent they have. And I think they're coming in with, I guess arrogance, you need a little bit of arrogance, especially in the sport of baseball. But it feels like the Orioles are coming in expecting to win, but they're not going to rest on their laurels. We'll see how it goes. It's baseball. Soto's basically playing in a little league park now over there in New York to the poolside. You're going to get nothing but down and out. Like, you might as well just put me on antidepressants because I'm just so down and out right now. When Soto's getting up there, yeah, give me the Orioles.
AL Central, I mean, I hate it for our boy Ben Shapiro, but the White Sox were
trash
a season ago. Now they've traded Dylan Cease. I don't think it's going to get anything but worse.
The only way to fix the White Sox is if Ben buys them.
Twins, baby.
And we fix it.
Our buddy Jack from Minnesota, they got off the schneid last year.
Yeah, they did.
18 straight postgame losses, postseason losses. It's hard, tough to lose the postgame, too, but I've seen it happen. They got off the schneid. Not only with that, they won a series. They're hopefully going to be healthier this year. I mean, it felt like they were the walking wounded with Correa being hurt. I can go through the list, Buxton, all these guys. But it seems like they're healthier. The Twins are you know, like, here's the thing. Yeah, it takes a little bit of pressure off you when you break the streak like that. But now it's expected. Not only that, you won a series in the postseason. Now you're expected to go further. How do you handle those expectations now that you've kind of broken that glass ceiling that feels like it's been up there forever? I don't know, man. I just like the way the Twins are put together. I feel like they're good enough to be able to win it, but they don't have too many big egos to where it could fall apart really quickly.
AL West, this is one of the most fun divisions in baseball. I mean, a season ago, this came down to the final game between the Astros, who've been very, very good for the last almost decade, and my new adopted team, the Texas Rangers. Astros end up winning that division, but the Rangers win the World Series, and neither one was my pick at the beginning of last season. I thought the Mariners had a good shot to win this division. You look, the Athletics are in that division as well, and so are the Angels, who just got rid of Shohei Ohtani.
The Angels, I mean, I'm afraid Mike Trout doesn't even want to go to heaven. Because, I mean, he wants to spend even more time with the Angels. They ruined that guy's career, and he's not the only one. I got to feel like the Astros are pissed, right? Like, the Rangers aren't sneaking anybody this year.
No.
And it was unbelievably impressive. I think the Rangers kind of reset the pitching market after, you know, they gave DeGrom half the gold in Texas. He pitches six games, gets hurt. Their ass still wins a World Series. That's why I think you saw Blake Snell, who won the Cy Young. And I know he's been inconsistent over his career, but that's why he got half the money that the previous AL Cy Young winner got before him. I just think the Astros are going to be on kind of a revenge tour a little bit. They've been the big dog. They've sipped from the cup at the most. And the Rangers aren't going to sneak up on anybody this year. I like the Astros coming out of that division, but I like the Rangers to obviously make the
It's funny season. You talk about pitchers. I saw this graphic just this week. Highest paid Major League Baseball pitchers in 2024 and their status by opening day. Now, keep in mind, this was, I believe, posted a week and a half ago. Max Scherzer, $43 million, injured. Justin Verlander, $43 million, injured. Jacob DeGrom, who you mentioned, $40 million, injured. Gerrit Cole, $36 million, right now, injured. Steven Strasburg, $35 million, retired.
And that didn't even count Shohei Ohtani, who's not pitching this year.
Exactly.
Because he was hurt. I mean, it's becoming a smarter and smarter business move not to give individual pitchers just all the gold in the vault. Because, again, it's been proven multiple times. I mean, you play 162-game regular season, somebody's ass bound to get hurt. But we've seen teams win it without even having that top guy before it. Almost, I mean, we watched the Braves win a World Series, not even talking about pitcher, without Ronald Acuna Jr. Yep.
It kind of reminds me of contracts with running backs in the NFL.
A little bit.
Right?
Like, yeah.
You don't want to give a big contract to a running back because, you know, health-wise, he's going to get beat up through the entire year, and you know who don't know who that guy's going to be the second year. It's kind of the same thing with innings pitched when it comes to your starting pitchers. I don't think you should drop the bag for a starting pitcher, but there's no way I'm going to sit here and pick against the Astros.
Yeah,
I mean,
is
Bregman still on the Astros?
Yeah.
Is Kyle Tucker still on the Astros?
Altuve, all of them.
Altuve, yeah. They've still got all the guys, and they got the pitching. I mean, Verlander, just a plethora of pitching. Their bullpen's deep. I know the Rangers aren't stinking anybody this year, but it's hard for me not to pick the Astros.
I like that comp between the pitchers and the running backs because it wasn't that long ago in football. You could hand the ball off to the same running back all three downs. You give Emmitt Smith the ball. He'd have 30 carries in a game.
Couple play action
pay him
passes.
A lot of money. He's integral to you winning or losing, right? Depending on the offensive line and who's playing quarterback and all that. Pitcher the same way. He has the ball in his hand every single play. It wasn't that far-fetched for guys to go out there and throw a complete game.
Well, yeah.
Now they're throwing four innings.
That's exactly right. I mean, you got guys that are starters starting the game that aren't even starters. They're pitching three. Like, guys are pitching bullpen.
And you were already throwing once every four or five.
You rarely see a guy ever get past the fifth.
No.
So, yeah.
Especially now when you're throwing 97-mile-per-hour sliders.
National League quickly, NL East. I don't think we really even need to talk about it. Braves have got that already locked up. But the question is, can they win in the postseason?
Yeah, this regular season is just teasing me now. I'm sick of holding hands. I want to kiss.
NL Central.
And other stuff.
NL Central. Cardinals kind of fell off last year. I mean, you got the Brewers in that division.
Well, the Cubs got the
Pirates. Cubs got some pieces. Cubs,
well, they do, but they also, you know, took the Brewers, took counsel, the manager.
The Reds in that division?
The Reds last year went 82-80.
Yeah.
Surprised everybody. I mean, I was the one after they lost their first game, put up the graphic that they've been eliminated from the playoffs. All they did was, you know, go, I guess, 82-80 or 82-79 after that. Which, you know, shocked a lot of people. They've made some moves and some adjustments. I mean, you look at, you know, Ellie De La Cruz, like some of these guys that they have are really fun to watch. I just, man, it feels like the time for the Cubs kind of get back a little bit. You know, I like how young they are. I like Crow. I think he's going to be a guy, you know, in the future that you're going to, you know, see some other guys really have to move around. But it should be one of the more interesting divisions from a competitive standpoint. Not saying that a team's going to win the World Series out of it, but from a top to bottom, I do feel like that one is one of the less, there's not as big of a spectrum in difference from the top to the bottom, but I'm going to go with the Cubs.
I like that. NL West, another one of those divisions where the Dodgers won that a year ago, but then lost to the Diamondbacks in the postseason, who went all the way to the World Series.
Well, look, I know the Dodgers have made all these moves and, you know, Shohei, regardless of what his interpreter says, is out there trying to do his thing, and they deferred $680 million of that. I just think we're going to see the same movie again. It's not like the Dodgers haven't had really good players like this whole time. They just keep adding really good players, but I think you're going to win the division. Don't think you're going to make it the World Series, and I think Dave Roberts is gone after they don't.
How about you?
I think this is the year for the Dodgers.
To win it all.
To win it all. You're too talented. I know they've been like that the last couple of years, but sooner or later you get that many good players on a baseball field, you got to win it. I mean, you added Shohei.
I mean, when Shohei is standing near Mookie Betts in the on-deck circle and it says Ohtani Betts, the writing's
exactly
on the wall, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear the news today, though, about Pete Rose? Pete Rose
should have been in.
Pete Rose hired an interpreter. He hired an interpreter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should let him in.
Solves all the issues.
For sure. It's a joke. It's a joke. But no, excited for opening day. Yerfies. Nerfies and
Nerfies,
all the
Nerfies,
fun.
Nerfies.
All right, boys, you want some reactions?
I do, but you know, David, I want to react to this.
Tell me.
All right. All you people out there that made those New Year's resolutions, hey, I'm going to work out more. I'm going to find the best way to work out. Maybe you started and maybe you just fell off the wagon. All right. Maybe you didn't, maybe your workouts have plateaued. Maybe you're getting bored. Well, that's why you need FitBod, Blaine. That's why you need it. What is FitBod? Well, David, it's an app that creates personalized workouts based on your goals, abilities, gym setup, and helps you track and visualize your progress along the way. It learns from your previous workouts, and it adapts as you improve. And it also switches up your exercises. You got to keep the body guessing. We don't want overtraining, all right? And we don't want burnout. We want those workouts to be fresh, fun. The Febreze brothers, mm-hmm. It's a fresh start. Go in there and attack the day. We use FitBod to help lose weight, so we looked unbelievably great like we did in Lady Ballers and like we still do now. It helps keep it off. And you can learn new movements the right way with over 1,400 HD demonstration videos. Kapow! Plus, a full year of FitBod is less than the cost of a single session with a personal trainer. So you don't even have to talk to anybody. So add FitBod to your workout essentials today. Join FitBod to get your personalized workout plan and get 25% off your subscription or try the app free at fitbod.me/booster. That's FITBOD.me/booster. Get lean fast and feel better even faster. FitBod, your bod's super fit.
FitBod, not dad bod.
No.
Don't embrace mediocrity.
Nothing wrong with a dad bod.
Don't embrace mediocrity. Kick it off your lawn.
Yeah.
All right?
That's what you do.
That's exactly right. All right, David, what are we reacting? By the way, shout out Booster Club. Y'all know what's up. We love y'all.
All right, first one up. Let's pull up this hockey clip. This is clip number one here. Hockey video game. This is from our friend over there at Libs of TikTok. It won't let you create a team named Team Trump because that contains profanity, as the game says. But you can create Team Biden.
No way.
Yeah. People don't realize how much wokeness are in video games.
It's the little things, though, man.
If you've played NBA 2K.
Okay.
There's this thing, it's like a park. You can ride around the city, you play basketball, a bunch of stuff. But they have BLM all over it. You can go to BLM meetings in NBA 2K.
Do they have the MAGA section?
Wait, you can go to BLM meetings?
You can go to BLM meetings in the game.
On the video game?
On the video game.
I don't believe you. No way.
NBA 2K.
No way.
You can be, hey, you can sit there and be hooping it in the streets and then go to a BLM meeting.
And learn about how terrible the Wyatts are.
Well, it's a, that one's a hockey game, so.
Oh, it's well, everything. They do that. They sell, you can wear shirts. Like, you go to a store and buy apparel in the game, you can wear BLM.
Well, it's like
shirts.
The little Shopify, sneaky
at least,
things
with our
like
promo
that.
Code.
Hit that
it's
sound.
Like, is that like the subconscious stuff? Like, they just take enough of it away where you just like, or it's like Derek Zoolander, that you start hearing relax, and you're like, relax. Don't you want to just kill the Malaysians?
It's the I can't breathe shirts. Yeah. Like, wow. They're out there, and I, that's why, you know, yeah, you can't breathe because I made a 7-foot monster and I'm putting my balls in it. Yeah. That's why.
Wow.
All righty then.
All right.
All right. We were talking about Illinois in the Sweet 16. How about this clip of Illinois? This is clip number 2 here. I guess Illinois has a very specific post-game press conference routine. I don't understand it fully. Can we play it?
Here. Okay. They're all standing up. And they all shift over at the same time.
There
Take
we go.
Hands.
Handshake. Fix the chairs.
Chair.
Look, I get the OCD
then
part of it. But, oh, now we're going
the
other
they leave
way.
The other way. Well, it looks like Joe Biden leaving a president.
What's going on that? You still taking Illinois or you taking Iowa State?
I'm taking Illinois. And here's the real question.
The real question is going to turn your phone down or what?
Well, nobody heard that.
That's the real question.
Nobody heard that.
Pavel!
Nope. Nobody heard that.
Yell at this man!
Yes.
What you're talking about. That makes me believe in him even more.
Yes, I was
that
agree.
Connected?
The antics.
We're that connected?
Yeah.
That's why, like, we always say, too, like, you know, in baseball, the more,
say it,
to be honest,
the gayer the
better. The gayer the better.
Well, I was going to say they're real dialed in, but y'all got a whole nother thing.
That's why Caleb Williams, that's why Caleb Williams is getting picked first.
Butts getting slapped. Right? Guys, looking each other in the eyes.
I can't get on board with the Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams.
Well, that's different. That's an that's individualized. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about somebody putting on, you know, like a, like dressing up in like Chiquita Banana costume and running around and all that stuff. What I'm saying is when you're together, when we're doing handshakes where we're looking at each other.
Yeah.
There's belts on butts.
Why don't
hey,
belts on butts for me used to be.
We're tapping nuts and butts, baby.
Yeah.
When I got in trouble bees. With my father. Now
ends
it's just.
Look,
there's nothing more scary than going on a baseball field and watching the other team slap each other in the ass.
And, yeah. Ends and bees equal dubs. Everybody out there knows what I'm talking about. That makes me feel better about Illinois.
God, this,
now I don't want to like kissing.
This is getting worse and worse. This is getting worse and worse.
But that's the line right there.
How about clip number 3? The greatest wiffle ball pitches of 2023.
Oh, I want to be in this.
I want to announce it.
I want to be in this league. Let's play it. Because I'm destroying this.
Ooh, you're not hitting that. You're not hitting that.
Oh, look at that. I'm gone.
I'm hitting that over the woods.
Nah, I'm not touching that.
Nah.
That's getting crushed.
Strike
that's going to be tough.
Where are you going? Why are you turning your back for a wiffle?
I wonder what type of balls, wiffle balls those are. Like if there's,
come on,
I'm going to see the ball. It. I'm crushing that. Some of these I'm not hitting. The other ones I'm crushing. I want it. Why are we not playing in that?
We need a team
As
now.
A grown man, why are we not playing that? I need to go get the guys back from the neighborhood that we used to play in, get the band back together. All right, and we need to go play. They're out there.
I'm down. I've always wanted to play in this wiffle ball league. Not only play, but I want to announce it. The announcing's almost
the announcing
part.
Would be great.
It's that all over TikTok. It's hilarious the way they announce.
How would you announce that right there?
Can we pull it back up?
Play that clip real quick. I've got to hear this.
Donnie Johnson on the mound. He comes to step it up. We have a white bat of hail with a yellow bat. That's Ricky Henderson. Down in the curveball. Strike 3 off the hook. The banana hitter. The banana the nuts and butts, boys. High numbers, knuckleball. Timmy Wake, slide piece on my elbow. I can feel it. Mm. These kids are on steroids.
Mute.
That hurts.
Unmute.
And we're back with the drop. That's a curveball. Oh, God. I'm killing all that. Coming from a softball MVP in my intramural league.
Hashtag you're
this
out.
This is getting, that's getting
You also
crushed.
Tore your Achilles in an intramural
That's league. A look. That's a, my body couldn't keep up with how fast I was running.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
All right, next one up. While we're on baseball, pull up clip number 5, please. Have you guys ever seen a baseball traveling at 1,000 mph? 1,000 miles an hour
Blake
here.
Bortles' brother
Look
hit
at
one.
What this baseball does. To all of these gloves. I don't know how many gloves they set up.
So this
up,
is coming at 1,000 miles an hour.
1,000 miles an hour, super slow motion right here.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
So basically every time Aaron Judge hits a line drive.
Your hand's gone.
Okay, so think about this. The exit velo of some of the fastest baseballs that get out of the yard are like, what, 120?
120.
Yeah, about 120.
That's going 1,000. So that's almost 10 times that.
God, how cool is that, right? Wouldn't it would just be cool if guys can somewhat throw that hard?
No. No, I don't want to watch somebody die.
That just took out 10
baseball
gloves.
How cool would it be, baseball? I'm not talking about 1,000 miles per hour. Obviously not.
It's 900, right?
107? 108?
We see that.
Against a bunch...
That was Nolan.
We're talking about off the bat. We're talking about off the bat.
Yeah, I'm talking about off the bat as well. You know how fast that's going to come off the bat?
There's some that come off 120
miles. Juice the pitchers, juice the hitters. Let's see how fast we can throw it and how far we can hit it. You want to bring baseball back? I'm giving you the keys to the city. Take them. You're welcome.
I just don't want to see Matt Chapman playing third and somebody hits a ball 500 miles per hour that goes through him. And he dies right there. Like, you thought DeMar Hamlin was bad? Okay. Let somebody shoot a Dragon Ball Z through one of these surveys.
Look, sometimes there's humor.
Hey, Hugan! Now you're announcing.
Yeah.
Do we have the pool shot, the pool break video? Yeah, let's play this.
What is it? What witchery
is
this?
This is a pool break. I did this the other day. There just weren't any cameras around, unfortunately.
Okay. Okay, so like, what?
That's the most satisfying thing I've ever watched.
How?
No.
How?
Camera trick.
Boredom. That's definitely going in.
Camera.
Ooh. How are you doing that off the break?
Well, it's like, why is Nick Fury walking like behind me trying to recruit me to something after that? Like,
you know what the
is
wildest
that something
part?
That he play can it again. Recreate?
Play it again. Here's the wildest part. Time. Look at this guy. He knows when they're all going in. Watch him.
So there is
right here, walks away. He knew it there.
That's got to be able to be recreated.
Go touch some grass, my guy.
I don't know. What a power.
He's got a good thing going.
I just don't know how
far. You know how much money you can win in tournaments if you could just...
He's got a knee.
Yeah, like $30?
$37. Well,
playing 30,000 tournaments. Do the math.
That's a lot of tourneys.
That's a lot of dollars. Interesting.
It takes a lot of skill to play pool.
That'll be the most watched sport pretty soon after the NFL changes all their rules.
Well, that'll be more physical. Huh? Like, but then they'll put rules like, hey, you can't let the ball touch the stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. Do we have that one video that I sent in the guys?
What is this?
Hold on.
The what dating is videos from the 80s?
Those yeah. aren't real.
Is this really from the 80s?
This
or is
really
this
from
just
the
80s.
You want to know
is this
how to
actually
find a
video
killer?
Of serial
you didn't
killers
even have to,
in the 80s?
Yeah, like here, I found them. Play this.
Hi, my name's Mike, and if you're sitting there watching this tape smoking your cigarette, well, hit the fast-forward button, because I don't smoke and I don't like people who do smoke.
What's in his
basement? I'm not afraid to get sand on my tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down.
What does that even mean?
Some champagne and candles.
Serial. Yeah.
Is this real?
Hi, Mom.
Oh God, serial killer.
Is this real?
Yes.
In the 80s?
I do fashion photography, and I do consider myself a refined valley dude.
Oh,
my man.
No way. Way.
For a trendy girl with a simple smile.
Yeah, you are.
Smile.
It says here. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, if you got to read
what
it, buddy.
What I'm looking for is some big, overgrown monster that's always thinking about food.
And
no way.
No, me neither.
Things don't change.
Death, it's winged life destroy.
I like
yeah, brother,
to,
you too late.
Do a lot of sailing. I like to outdoor activities. I like climbing. I like travel. I took a sponge ball and was pulling him out of a little girl's ear.
Vivacious.
Oh, my God.
What? In what?
I'm looking for the goddess. Are you the what? Goddess? Who is the goddess? The goddess is the woman, is a woman, is any woman, is all
any
women.
Woman.
A figure that is sexy.
He's definitely
slim,
been in
tight,
a band before.
Excellent legs.
Why
are you
Rivera?
Reading?
I'm really looking for somebody I can feel special about. And I don't encounter people like that very often. And I'm hoping you're
going to be
yeah,
alone.
You're dressed like
you're
going to
be alone forever.
I see, bet you don't.
See, like, I wonder if that forever. Ever, like, works. If that ever works.
We but, need like, to this, figure out if some one of those guys is still married from someone he met on the
We
show.
Do need to find
That's
out.
That's so
I know an easy way to track them down. You just Google serial killers from the 80s, and at least 60% of the guys are on that list.
That's wild. Where'd you find that?
So I just saw it on
serialkillers.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, my
what
dad.
What dark internet are you on?
The dark web.
Jeez,
man.
Dude.
Yeah, it was in P. Diddy's house.
I bet you were.
Wow.
No, I wasn't.
Heard it, you heard it there.
I wasn't. Yeah. I wasn't.
Jake's hanging out with P. Diddler.
Caleb Williams rocking these week one.
Yeah.
Oh, are those Caleb's cleats?
Yeah.
They're heels.
Wow.
Bud Light sponsor incoming.
Yes. Let me put my thoughts in you.
That's insane.
Mm.
We have more. Do we have more of the cleats? Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, something's Caleb's up.
Tweets.
Something's weird.
And that was low-key fire.
I'll tell you,
see,
I'm
now
to,
you're like Blaine's slowly turning.
I wouldn't be mad if my girl wore those.
Oh, your
if
girl? I thought you were like, yeah, your girl.
I don't hear you were just at P. Diddy's house, dude. What are you
that's
saying?
Not what I said. That's not what I
hanging
said.
Out with P. Diddy.
That's not what I said.
Said you found it in P. Diddy.
Yeah, that's not what I said. Yeah, I used to dress up like Peter Pan and run around.
No, don't make this about
Williams after he sneaks into the end zone on a 5-yard scramble to put the Bears down 24. That's it. Oh, we scored.
Oh, my God.
The Bears scored.
It's like there's, I can't.
At that point, man, getting Justin Fields back.
Why am I watching this? Why am I watching this?
Anyway, sports.
Yeah, if I'm China, I'm in, the minute that video drops, I'm invading.
It's working, China.
They're like, don't worry, we're going to twerk you guys out of here. They're like, hey, can we send in the, they're like, hey, guys, are we going to send in the 101st Airborne? They're like, no, send in the twerkers. They'll get them.
Like the dog general?
Yeah, yeah.
The
twerkers.
What is this?
Center squad. Yeah. Oh, no.
No
the Caleb
way.
And me are endless. They're just endless.
That's really the probably how he's going to feel.
Look, at this point.
Someone put out a post that said, so many NFL fans are upset about Caleb Williams having lip gloss and a pink phone and a pink wallet. Just let the kid be himself. I'm like, upset? Packers fans are thrilled.
Yeah, dog, get off Dylan Mulvaney's Twitter.
Yeah.
Packers, like, Lions fans are loving this. Too.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we appreciate you guys joining us. We are live tomorrow morning. Go ahead.
Does it make it worse? All right. If he just, if he is gay, but then comes out and just beats the shit out of your team.
Oh, he's
well, yeah, it's like we used to say.
Down.
It's like you had people. Check. You had people back home that were afraid of getting beat up. They had these. They call them sissy gangs.
Oh, the sissy gangs.
The sissy gangs. Like you'd have like gangs of like 6 to 8 huge jack guys wearing dresses, and if you made fun of them, they just beat the hell out of you. What are you gonna like?
We don't have that down in Franklin. Thank
you. You gonna tell?
There's no coming back from that.
No, like you had the you had the reversers. That was one of the games.
Oh man, that video is.
It was. Yeah, you ever get beat up by a sissy gang?
I have.
Guess who you don't tell anyone. You don't make fun of them either.
You're gonna find out.
Yeah. You wanna talk about assimilation? All right, we appreciate y'all. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Live tomorrow. Enjoy the Sweet 16 games. We're going to have the preview for tomorrow's and going to be talking everything that happened in day one of opening day. Shout out to the Booster Club. We're going home, y'all. But not really. And like the chances of us not having fun at the Alabama-North Carolina game, we're going gone.